Hello, welcome to another episode of the Nick Rodriguez Podcast. I'm so excited to welcome Kyle Hall to the show, the host of the Broadway Hat Podcast, a New York Rangers podcast. How are you doing today, man?
Thanks for having me on. I'm excited.
Yeah, let's talk some hockey. What led you to start a hockey podcast?
Well, lifelong New York Ranger fan. Love the sport since I was little. Because of COVID, I was working at home and it just kind of was like, I feel like I need to do something else, you know, and I just had a baby. So my wife disagreed, I wrote a little bit in college and right. My buddies and I started a little bit of a blog, and I always wanted to get back to that someday and do some kind of writing in the future. And then this company, Belly Up Sports, who I work for now, they posted a thing about, you know, looking for writers, and sure enough, they're looking for a New York Rangers writer, and it kind of just all worked out. And I was like, yeah, let's go for it. And then after a month or so of writing with them, it turned into starting a podcast. And we started the podcast in December, and it's been great. It's really the Ranger fans are awesome. All day long, I'm talking to people on Twitter, and it's great. It's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, that must be super exciting, you know, especially obviously you just mentioned you are a longtime Rangers fan, so that adds a little bit of juice to it for you, I'm sure. But, you know, what's it been like, you know, using Twitter? You know, a lot of your friends, I guess, are on Twitter kind of telling you, you know, what you should say in your next episode and everything like that.
Yeah, I got a lot of people telling me what I should say.
Yeah, that's how it goes, I guess.
A lot of opinions get shared on there. No, I mean, Twitter's great. I mean, I was never really even a big Twitter guy. I used to have a Twitter just like for social use, I guess, like, you know, mostly for news and stuff. And then I really started focusing and talking to people during this season when I started writing. And then we've expanded from my personal account to our show account. And it's just great because, I mean, you don't know where these people are, and you're both Ranger fans and you both have opinions on it, and you can have a slight argument with someone, and at the end of the day they're following you and commenting about your podcast the next day. So it's great. I mean, Ranger fans, they're crazy on Twitter, like, they good or bad. I mean, they definitely share their opinions, which is great. And it's just something, like, it's a platform like unlike Instagram or Facebook or something like that, like, you can actually share your thoughts and really talk with people where you're not just liking or, you know, whatever, you know, commenting a little thing on there, but you can actually talk to someone one-on-one. And I love it. I think it's great, and that's where you and I met on there. So I think it's a great tool for people looking to grow their show, or just in general. Like, you know, Nick, we're gonna try to get you onto a hockey team now and try to get you into a hockey fandom, and sure enough, hopefully you'll be in the comments arguing with people too.
And just a matter of time. No, so it's funny, just to peel back the curtain a little bit, I met Kyle on Twitter and everything like that, and obviously he has, as we mentioned, and we'll get into it more, a fantastic hockey podcast. And, you know, I'm from Georgia, I'm from Atlanta, so hockey, you know, is big for some people, you know, like a lot of transplants, people who are from, you know, Chicago or New York and all that kind of stuff. But people who are kind of grew up here, it's a little bit different for us. But I've always wanted to get into it, so I think I need more of an expert to kind of walk me through what makes hockey so special and how to kind of get into it. But it's funny that you bring that up. But talk to me. Let's talk about the Rangers specifically. What's going on with them? Is their season over, or are they in the playoffs? What's the scope with the Rangers right now?
Yeah, they're not in the playoffs, unfortunately. It was a crazy year. I tell you what, I could not pick a crazier season than this year to actually get involved with the team. It was pretty much an MTV reality TV show meets hockey this year. We had scandals of a guy getting basically kicked off the team for fighting with another player after there was uproar about his social media and Trump supporting. He was a big Trump supporter, and he used social media for that. So that was in training camp. And then as the season went on, he lasted, I think, it was six games into the year. They ended up getting rid of him. And then our star player, Temi Panarin, who's one of the top players in the NHL, basically got a hit piece written about him in Russia. About him allegedly, I guess, domestically abusing a woman. There was no truth that came out to it. And then it came full circle back to him because he's actually a supporter of a political adversary of Vladimir Putin in Russia. So it all came back to, yes. So it all came back to basically a Russian hit piece put out by Putin against him. So that was something. He missed a bunch of games. He missed a bunch of games because he has family in Russia, and I think he basically had to go make sure that they were safe because there was it was a national security risk. I know it's crazy when I say these things out loud. I mean, what else happened this year? I mean, they had a bunch of injuries this year. Our front office, the guy who was a president, John Davidson, was a Ranger legend. And he also was the Ranger broadcaster for many years when they won the Stanley Cup in 1994. Really loved by the fan base. They brought him in 2 years ago to basically turn the team around. They're going through a rebuild. They had a lot of really successful seasons in the 2000s. They got older. They started trading away those players. And now they have a new crop of young players to rebuild around. And he was doing a good job. And his general manager, Jeff Gorton, was the guy who kind of started that rebuild. And out of nowhere, I guess never really out of nowhere, but a very big surprise, Jim Dolan, who is the owner of the Rangers and Knicks, decided that he was going to go into a different direction and fired them both. To the surprise of many. I mean, really a shocking move. So he got rid of them after Gorton was there a little longer, but Davidson was there for just 2 years. So that was like another big shock. And then I don't know if you've seen the news or not, but they had Tom Wilson of the Capitals body slammed Artemi Panarin, who I talked about before, onto the ice one of their last games, which caused the whole like hockey cry, whole hockey community to go like, up in arms about him. So of course they're in the middle of that scandal, and then they just fired their head coach last week. So it's just nonstop, man. It's nonstop. They keep you on your toes. They're not in the playoffs, but they are constantly on the front of any headline. And now they're involved in trade rumors regarding probably the top guy available in the league, Jack Eichel. So it seems like anytime anything's written in hockey terms, the Rangers get brought up in some capacity of the conversation, either trading away a player, getting a player, firing someone, getting hit pieces written again about you. So it's been a year for the Rangers.
Yes, it has been a year. When you first started, I didn't know where it was going to go, but man, with all the hit piece and
you didn't see Russian hit piece coming.
I can't say that I did. I can't say that I did. But with all of that, I mean, just one of those things would kind of be a crazy season. But to have all of those in combination makes things kind of wild. Not to mention it's in New York, so I'm sure you have some pretty crazy dedicated fans over there, which is pretty crazy. Talk to me about some of the unwritten rules, if there are some. I imagine there are in hockey. Is there like, I know in baseball, if you get hit, opposing pitcher hits you and it seems intentional, often that, this could be retribution, right? You're going to, kind of throw out the next batter. Is there anything similar to like that in hockey?
There's a couple of things. You want to stay away from the other team's goalie. It's kind of like taboo to hit the goalie. Usually when that happens, there'll be some type of a fight that breaks out. But I think the difference between hockey and every other sport is that you can fight legally. I mean, usually most of it is police, the players police it themselves. So if there is something that, I guess kind of like you said, like an unwritten rule or something that someone didn't agree with, they'll just fight and sit for 5 minutes. Whereas, like the other night, or I think it was two nights ago against, or maybe it was even last night, the Chicago White Sox, the guy got thrown at after he hit a home run against a position player. And, know, that was kind of like an unwritten rule in baseball. And like, he got hit, right. He got thrown out of the game. But like in hockey, there's no throwing you out of the game. You just fight someone and you keep on going.
Right.
But yeah, there's definitely things that, are kind of like an unwritten thing. Like I just brought up the Tom Wilson thing, like body slamming a star player that's not a fellow fighter or a tough guy. Like that's frowned upon, obviously, because you know that guy's not a real threat to you. That's why it was such a big deal. So there's definitely some stuff, but the fighting aspect of it definitely, I guess, polices itself that way. Where you know, if you do something stupid, you're probably gonna have to drop the gloves. So you know, you kind of think twice before you do something.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I guess for someone who wants to get into the sport, you know, and I've tried this before. You know, I've tried it with soccer too. I'm trying to get into that as well. But I guess for me, what I've always followed is kind of what I've always followed. You know, it's like baseball, basketball, football. You know, it's a lot to keep up with a certain sport, especially a new sport. What are some ways, you know, I guess to follow, you know, hockey? What are some good ways? And, you know, we got the playoffs starting. I guess they've already started, right? So, like, what are some good ways to kind of get into the sport?
Yeah, I think right now is a great time to get into it. The Stanley Cup playoffs just started. And last year was weird because they had the bubble scenario for the playoffs.
Okay.
So they were in a bubble last year for the playoffs because of COVID. But this year, you know, the season went off. They had a shortened season of just 56 games. So they're playing the playoffs as normal right now. And I tell you what, the games from this last weekend, the first weekend, there's – most of the crowds are full because they're playing in Florida, Vegas, Carolina. So these are all states that are allowing occupancies inside the arenas. I think Pittsburgh is allowing some. So it's been so great watching these games just because it's great. Playoff hockey is the best hockey. I mean, it's just everyone is just selling out for the team. I mean, you just see every play, there's a skirmish on the ice afterwards, and guys are just going 110% and just – basically killing each other for 60 minutes. So that just a great hockey in general. And then the crowd aspect of it, it's been so great to watch. And you being in the South right now, there's a series, Tampa Bay Lightning against the Florida Panthers, which is being billed as probably the best series of the first round. And the first few games have been awesome. So if you're from a fan of hockey in the South, like that is, probably not, you know, that's probably the best series for you to watch. Also, the Carolina Hurricanes are, you know, they're obviously considered down south in Carolina. They're a very good team this year. They're a cup contender as well. So, I mean, three really solid teams down south right now for hockey. And I had Stephen Rice, who was a former New York Ranger, on my podcast, and he ended his career in Carolina. And now he is a big-time youth coach in Carolina. And he told me that he's like, you know, the biggest – you know, they were originally the Hartford Whalers, and they moved to Carolina. And so they moved from a hockey rich Northeast down to, you know, the South. And that was kind of like, what's going on? But he's like, you know, as the years have gone on, he's like, hockey is really catching on down here. You know, more and more kids are playing in the Carolina area. And Florida's really big on hockey. The Florida Panthers and Tampa both have youth programs. So these teams have done a really good job with junior programs in those areas. The same thing with the Dallas Stars in Texas. It's been really great to see hockey grow. And you're seeing more, young NHL players who, you know, grew up in these junior programs start making it to the NHL now. Because, you know, around the probably, I would say, early to mid 2000s when those junior programs really started. So now you're starting to see these young players come up, and you see, like, you know, Jacksonville, Florida, and you're like, whoa, you don't see too many Jacksonville, Floridas on a roster. So slowly but surely, we're seeing some guys from Southern US start making it to the NHL.
That's fantastic. And you know, that's just going to create more interest within the sport. And I'm sure obviously that's the goal, you know, with the NHL, you know, you're just going to want to try to expand and get more, you know, listeners or viewers, I should say, and, you know, kind of try to expand that. When it comes to this year in the Stanley Cup, who are the favorite, you know, who are some dark horse teams that can make a serious run at the title?
Oh, man. So this year was different because it wasn't normal divisions. It was kind of like everyone was lumped in. So everyone was lumped into just four divisions, and it was almost by area. So there was like an East, a Canada division, a West, the Central. So it was a little bit different this year.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, whoever comes out of that Florida-Tampa series, they're going to play Carolina most likely in the second round, and that is going to be a great series too. So I got to think Carolina is going to advance as well. So that's going to be a really good series, and whoever comes out of that, I think, is going to be my favorite to win the cup. Looking at the North, the Canadian division, the Maple Leafs are a very good team. They've been pretty much considered one of the best teams in hockey all year. So I guess I'd pick them out of that division. The East, where the Rangers play, is kind of wide open. Right now, I think what's the series in? The Cap, I think they're both tied at 1-1 right now, but the Capitals are really good. Their goaltending is just a question mark. The Bruins are a good team. I hate to say the Islanders are good, but the Penguins, for whatever reason, the Penguins kind of like stick out to me. They've been playing really good all year, and they haven't had the guys that you would think. So right. For whatever reason, like, that team just like stands out. Like, maybe they're just like, they're gelling. I mean, sometimes you get a team that just gels. Like, it doesn't matter how many superstars you have. You know, they have Sidney Crosby, who's probably still the best player in the world other than right. Connor McDavid. But sometimes you get those like teams that just gel, and like, you just kind of got to ride with them because something's working. There's some kind of mojo in that locker room that they're just rolling with. But then also the Las Vegas Golden Knights are extremely good team. They're tied in their series 1-1-2, and they were one of my favorites along with the Colorado Avalanche. So there's really, which is great. There's like eight teams you can say I think can win the Stanley Cup. So you know, when you go look at basketball, you're like, you know, it's like three or four teams. Like everyone's already crowning the Nets. You know, the Nets are Sixers, and like, you know. Yeah. So, and that's the best thing about hockey is there's so much parity in the league, and like literally every night, like you just watch, you're like, oh, this is gonna be a blowout, and you watch, and it's like, oh wow, no, that's, you know, we're 3-3 in the third period, and it's just like, it's great. That's why I think hockey is probably the best sport for that. Because same thing with baseball, like, you know,
right,
the same six teams that they're built to win, if they have the pitching, you know who's gonna be there in the end. Whereas hockey, I mean, it could be.
Yeah.
It could be literally anyone. One team gets hot, one goalie gets hot, and you just ride it on. There's been so many lower seeds that, like you said, like dark horses that just made a run to the Stanley Cup Finals just because they got a hot goalie, and like he's just on fire for literally a month, and you get there. So
they take it,
yeah. So I mean, you never know. It's the best. It's the best about it.
That's awesome. I mean, it truly keeps you on your toes because, you know, with basketball, you have these 7-game series. You know, I know last year, I guess it was like Milwaukee played Orlando, which is not exciting at all. And of course, the Bucks won. But it sounds like, you know, with hockey, it's just like, damn, and for someone who's trying to get into the sport, that makes it intriguing for me because it'd be like, okay, you know, like, I don't know who's going to, it's not a consensus of, you know, I'm sure there's obviously going to be favorites and, you know, but it seems like there's more bites of the apple, if you will. More people have a chance to actually win than the NBA, where it seems like there's only – you can make an argument for maybe four, but it's probably going to be two or three teams that really have a chance every year to win the title.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a Knicks fan, so I hold out hope. But
you're playing the Hawks this year. So
Yeah, playing your guys down there.
Yeah, you're playing the Hawks. So, but let's go back to your podcast. You know, I know you have – you know, former and current Rangers, you know, each week. That's you know, the premise of your show. Do you have a guest that's kind of stuck out to you? Maybe a guy that you used to follow growing up that was kind of important to you?
Oh, man, I've had so many good guests on. I've been so lucky. I mean, just last week we had Jason Shrudwick on. He's our latest episode. And he was on the 05 Rangers, which is a really special team to me in my brain, just because that was after the NHL lockout where – you know, the NHL was probably at an all-time low for viewership, and they had a team that was basically put together. I mean, it was like spare parts. They were on paper the worst team in hockey. And like I said, these teams, that some teams just gelled together out of nowhere, and they gelled together and they made the playoffs. It was the first time in almost 10 years the Rangers made the playoffs was with that team.
Oh, wow.
So the Rangers were so good for, you know, their early and mid-90s, and then 1997 was our last playoff appearance. And then they started overpaying for players and bringing in high, you know, old and high-paid veterans to try to win and hired guns, and it didn't work forever. And the lockout was probably the best thing for the Rangers franchise because it kind of let them reset, get rid of some contracts,
right,
and they started to rebuild with a younger cast. So Shrudwick was on that team in 05 and a couple teams afterwards. So That was cool to talk to him. I had Rob McClanahan, who was the on the 1980 U.S. hockey team, the Miracle on Ice team, and he actually scored the gold medal winning goal for the USA in that Olympics. So that was a thrill talking to him, because I always, you know, between the movie Miracle and reading books on that team, you know, that I can't get enough of those stories from those guys. So hearing him like share firsthand of what happened and talk about Herb Brooks, the famous coach of that team, like, that was pretty incredible. That was one of those shows. I remember afterwards, I you know, to my wife, my dad, I was like, man, that was something else. I was like, you know, after like a lot of shows, I'm like, oh, that was good. I always like say like, oh, that guy was so nice. But that was like afterwards, I was like, hey, man, that was cool. Like that was more. Yeah. It was like one of those things like people are gonna like that, but that was like more for me, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think in order to do what you're doing, you have to be passionate. You know, you have to have, you know, a sense of what's going on, and you've been following it, you know, your whole life, you know, so you're going to have those moments and that kind of stick out to you as a sports fan, and, you know, even more so, you know, being a Rangers fan. So super, super badass, you know, that you're doing that. Super cool. I got to ask though, does the Broadway hat mean something, I guess, for the Rangers specifically?
Yeah, so funny. I've been asked this so many times. So after the game.
Yeah, I'm sure.
After the game, the player of the game, the guy who in the locker room, they've had a fedora since, I think, like the 07 or 08 season. I forget what it was when they had it. But Brad Richards. Oh, wow. Brad Richards, who was on the team, like stole his fedora from a club one night and brought it back to the locker room, and they gave it to the player of the game in the locker room. So now, ever since then, they've given the Broadway hat. Like the guy, you know, whoever had the night before or whoever it is, gives the hat to the guy in the locker room who is most deserved of it. It mostly goes to a guy who, you know, had, you know, like his first goal, like, you know, first NHL goal, or like, you know, had the game winner, or like a goal that has a shutout. So like, you know, it goes to like the player of the game. That the players kind of agree on in the locker room. So it's just kind of like an inside Rangers, you know, kind of like a locker room thing they do. So it kind of fit kind of perfectly because we do the player interviews. So I was like, kind of like, you know, the guys who was on the interviews, the kind of he has the Broadway hat. So like I've had a lot of Ranger fans like tell me like, oh my God, that's like great, like that's a great name. And then I have like, you know, guys like you or people who are hockey fans but don't know the aren't Ranger fans, they're like, what's up with the hat thing? Right. And then when I explain, it's like, oh, that makes perfect sense now. And then they're like, oh, like our team has a championship belt. Like, yeah, I would say like most hockey teams have like some type of, I think like the Yankees have like
something.
The Yankees have like a championship belt in their locker room that they give out to like the guy that they vote on. So most teams have it. Just for whatever reason, the Rangers have a fedora. And apparently the story goes back to a night at the club. And Brad Richards stole it off someone's head and brought it back to the locker room. I need to get him on the show to ask him about it, but we'll see.
Definitely need to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Hey Kyle, man, that's legendary. And I really appreciate you you joining us today. I want to take you to our last segment where we talk about our three H's. That's where we talk about our hero, highlight, and home. Kyle, who would you say your hero is?
For hockey hero? I would
say hockey hero, doesn't matter. It's up to you.
Hockey hero, I mean, it's Adam Graves. So he played for the Rangers in the 90s and early 2000s. He, just on the ice, he was a fantastic player. But off the ice, he was extremely charitable. One of the most, probably the most genuine, nicest guy I've ever met in my life. He is constantly giving back to the community. He's really involved in the Rangers Garden of Dreams, which helps out, you know, sick kids or, you know, people who are less fortunate. He's extremely involved in, you know, underprivileged youth programs in the city. So he's a guy like you can really look up to. And, you know, I've had the honor of meeting him so many times, and he's just such like a genuinely nice guy. And you can just tell, like, you can tell when someone puts on a fake smile for, you know, these athletes put on a fake smile sometimes for public appearances. And I mean, he just like, you know, looks you in the eye and talks to you, asks questions. And, you know, he's just an unbelievable guy. And you ask most Ranger fans, you say his name, it's like, oh, he's the best. It's the first thing that some people say, oh, he's the best. just like the way he carried himself on and off this on the ice, he was an unbelievable player, but he was a guy who was standing up for his teammates, you know, someone got hit, like he would fight someone. And for a guy who was a top forward that he was, he scored 50 goals in their Stanley Cup season. You know, most of those guys don't fight people. So, you know, he did everything. He did the dirty work. He scored the goals. He, you know, was a locker room leader. He's an assistant captain for years. So he's just a guy that always just, I grew up just idolizing him. And, you know, even now he's still involved with the Rangers years after his retirement. He works for the Rangers now. And it just shows that, you know, they don't want to lose him. You know, he's so important to the New York hockey community and New York community in general. He's just an amazing guy. And, definitely someone that, that you would look up to as even now, you know, as a 31 year old, I look up to him as the same way I looked up to him when I was 8.
That's awesome, man. That's wonderful to meet some genuine people like that. What about highlight? What's a great moment in your career?
In my hockey watching career, I mean, I was too young for the 93-94 team, but obviously that was the Stanley Cup year for the Rangers. When they went to the Cup in 14, that was pretty special. Unfortunately, I lost that. But I mean, the highlight is just like, just in general, you know, going to MSG, you know, starting off going with my dad, my grandfather, and now going with my wife and hopefully my son soon. He's too little now, but, you know, once COVID leaves this world and we can safely go back to MSG, I can't wait to bring him there. But, you know, I mean, the highlight for me is just, you know, MSG is such a special place. And for hockey games, it's incredible. I've been to so many playoff games there, and you know, either with my brother or friends, or like I said, my wife and I have gone a bunch now, and I've gotten her to start loving going to games too, which is awesome. But I mean, that's the highlight for me. I mean, the highlight is just that atmosphere there. There's nothing, literally nothing can match that atmosphere. You can go to, you know, I've gone to football games, and I've gone to, you know, Knick games are cool too, but just like the Ranger hockey crowd, it's just incredible. So, you know, anytime I can go to MSG and watch a game, that's a big highlight for me.
Yeah, man, I gotta go sometime, I guess.
It's great.
Check that out. Yeah, especially once you know, COVID, you know, leaves us, and it seems like we're getting to a better spot now. But I feel like sports, you know, it was weird watching some of the NBA playoff games and stuff, or the, you know, baseball had no fans. I'm like, man, it's just weird. And just even having, you know, 50% of fans, you know, it depends on, you know, the sport and, you know, arena and everything, but just seeing some fans in there is awesome. And we're getting to a better spot, but definitely got to go to a Rangers game at some point just to see what it's all about.
Yeah. I mean, once, in the playoffs, they had an old guy, a singer, John Amarante, who used to do the national anthem. And I just love him because, I mean, you'd be wired from the second he opened his mouth to the end. You know, because you can, like, feel the buzz and, like, in the crowd. Like, literally the floor is shaking underneath you as this guy sings. And it's like afterwards, I remember we go to so many playoff games, but I go to a playoff game and I used to like tell my dad or my brother or something, you know, like, Amarante is doing the anthem thing. We're not losing, you know, like, there's no way. So, so that's just something like you always like a little thing you remember from those, like, you know, from those times. Unfortunately, he's passed, I think he passed 2 years ago, but, he was a guy from the 90s that was like a constant fixture at MSG for big games. And you knew it was a big game when they rolled him out there for the national anthem.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. The last H that we have is home. Who's a special shout out you'd like to give to?
Oh, special shout out, my wife, definitely. She's awesome. We have a 19-month-old now, and she is just an amazing mother. And he is now running and jumping and wants to see everything. And she just rolls with anything he wants to do, and she's amazing. So, definitely a shout out to her for being just an amazing mother, an amazing wife, and that little man is something special. So I started to get him into, I just put a hockey net and I cut down a stick for him actually this last weekend, and I'm trying to get him to shoot and figure it out. And he likes to just throw the ball into the net, which also gets the job done. He loves basketball too, so He's big into to dunking on his Fisher Price hoop. So I also got my Knicks. I got my Knicks jersey, so he can try to run around in his Knicks jersey. Also, that works for me. But I brought home a hockey net, and she kind of just looks at me, and you know, she kind of gave me a look, but she knows, you know, she's so supportive, and she knows I'm crazy.
It's a matter of time. Yeah,
she knows I'm crazy, but she's just so supportive, and such. That's, you know, awesome. Like I said, she's just a great mom, and. Now that the summer is here, I know she's got like a list of stuff to go do with him. Like we said, the world's come back a little bit here. So, you know, bringing him to the beach and stuff like that, it'll be awesome.
Well, Kyle, man, I really appreciate you, you joining me today, and congratulations to you and your family. For people who want to, you know, learn more about your show and, you know, they want to learn more about the Rangers, how can they follow you guys?
Yeah. So we're available on every single, you know, podcast apps. We're on Apple, Spotify, Google, Alexa, everything you can ever look in to podcasts. We're there. So it's the Broadway Hat Podcast. And then you can follow me on Twitter at @KHallNY for my personal account. And then for the show account, it's at Broadway Hat Pod. And yeah, and we just started a new thing where everyone's into sports cards now again, which is great because I have so many old cards from the 90s. And we started posting these sports cards a day of old Rangers. And it's crazy. People are like all about it. So I just started it last week. So if you're into sports cards, into old hockey cards, we posted on our Instagram too, which is at the Broadway Hat podcast. So it's crazy. People are so, and I reached out. I was like, oh, you know, if you want to send me some stuff, I'll showcase it if you don't mind losing it. And I had 8 people DM me the first day. They're like, yeah, send me your address. I want to. I'm like, oh my God, I guess this is crazy. So, So you never know. You never know when something's going to hit. And that seems like it's a hit. So make sure you check it out on Twitter and Instagram. We do it every day.
Well, that's fantastic. Kyle, again, thank you so much for joining. And guys, go check out his show. They do amazing, amazing work, especially if you want to learn more about hockey and the Rangers. And guys, that wraps up another episode of the Nick Rodriguez Podcast. For more information, you can go to nickrodriguezpodcast.com. Thanks so much.